Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble and Rockfin and on my Twitter. That's at Gard Goldsmith, G-A-R-D Goldsmith. Thanks so much for being interested in the principles of individual liberty. Tonight on the program, the Newsflash, the Thanks Charlie edition. What's that all about, my friends? Well, we're going to roll right in after we thank Charlie into issue number one and push some of the lighter stories to the back end of the program for the Newsflash. The Newsflash is going to consist mainly of issue one, as John McLaughlin would say. John Kerry, is he putting coal in your stockings? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Plus, jab New Zealand style, X versus Biden on economics. And number four, a Texas trucking company attacked by the feds for doing what the feds demand. We'll tell you about that. If you follow my Substack and you saw the Sunday News Assembly, then you saw this story. I saw it indirectly from Conservative Treehouse, and they got it from the Associated Press, which is pretty much an arm of the CIA. But they did cover this domestic story, and we'll go into this. Plus, we'll talk about another story out of Texas, the Attorney General Paxton. Remember Friday, I discussed how Paxton is bringing suit against Pfizer for fraud, because that is the way that you can get in past the emergency use authorization. If there's fraud, then they're no longer protected by the emergency use authorization from the FDA, and you can sue the pharmaceutical companies. Well, Ken Paxton, now that he's gotten past all the impeachment stuff and everything, he appeared with Tucker Carlson, and it was, again, it's a mixed bag. Every time I see Tucker Carlson, I say, okay, that was good, that was bad, but there are major things missing. We'll talk about that and get Natalie Morris's view from Redacted, because she did a very, very good job covering that today. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that and getting your thoughts, too. One of the major things that I really enjoy in doing the show is I get to get such ideas and feedback from all of you, and it opens up a real circle of friends here. So if you have opinions about any of these stories, drop them into the chat, and I'll be checking in and saying hi a lot. So let's find out what is on tap for that Newsflash tonight. Now, why is the Newsflash the Thanks Charlie edition? Well, for that, we need to get funky. We need to hear the mothership.
Yes? Oh, hello. Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, fellas. Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the Newsflash.
All right. So why is it the Thanks Charlie edition of the Newsflash? Well, the reason it's the Thanks Charlie edition of the Newsflash was because Charlie Robinson invited me on his program today on TNT, and it was terrific. I got to go on at 2:30, and it was just a blast. I had such a good time talking to Charlie Robinson. Of course, he is very well known for all his work for freedom, getting into exposing the deep state, the writing he has, the video work he has, the audio podcast he has. So TNT is a terrific news network. And the interesting thing is when Charlie asked me to join him, he mentioned to me that they're based, the network is based out of Australia. So I came on camera at 2:30, got to talk to Charlie about a couple big stories that were on, you know, on the stovetop, on the range, getting cooked up and stuff. And it was just such a blast. I want to thank Charlie, but I also want to thank the background people at TNT. They were so nice. And they're from Australia, and it was really nice. Just a pleasure to talk to them because they're based on the Gold Coast. And I've been to the Gold Coast. I've been to Surfer's Paradise. I went body surfing there, watched, beach volleyball and stuff like that, and had an absolute blast. And so I got to touch base before I went on with Charlie. You know, I was in the back room. They're asking me, you know, how do I feel about the camera and the microphone and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, you guys are based out of the Gold Coast. I'm like, yeah, that's right. And I was like, oh, you know, I was out in the bush in Charleville, and we worked our way east. And I went through Roma and Toowoomba and all these different places. I went down in a coal mine and went to Carnarvon Gorge. And I got to swim out on Surfer's Paradise. And so it was a really nice time. And I just want to thank Charlie so much. Boy, folks, if you don't know Charlie Robinson's work, look him up on Rockfin. Look up Charlie Robinson, The Octopus of Global Control. Get the book. Get the digital copy. Get the paper copy because you're going to want to write in the margins. All the research. So many people in this freedom community do such amazing research. It's incredible. You get to start your day with Jason Burmes, and then about an hour after that, David Knight starts off, and you just roll throughout the afternoon. It's so much fun. And on the weekends, it's great. On the evenings, when I'm not on, I get to listen to Angry Tiger and Jason Barker, and it's a blast. It's really cool. So thanks to Charlie Robinson for the invite, and I'm looking forward to talking to him very soon. And thanks to everybody in the chat. Anarchy Andrew, see you there. Good to see you, brother. And Little John as well. Want to welcome you as well. Harry Hart, thank you so much. Hot to Hot. Good to have you there. I like that. Didn't the Harts have a dog? Two, they had a dog. They were like really wealthy, but they like solved crimes or whatever. And I gotta say, I'm sure people have probably figured this out, but that whole thing with Murder, She Wrote, you know, Jessica Fletcher, I think Jessica Fletcher killed all those people. Every week, it's this little town in Maine. How many people could die in that little town in Maine? Come on. I mean, at least Quincy was an ME, you know, he was like, Sam, don't you get it? It was murder, you know? I mean, okay, cool, you know, Streets of San Francisco. They're out there, Mike and whatever Michael Douglas's character's name was, you know, Carl Malden was Mike. I can't remember Michael Douglas. But, I mean, what the heck, you know? They're in the city, they're solving crimes, that sort of stuff. Like, hey, whose poop is that on the side? It was a good show, you know? Hey, how many more businesses got run out of town because of all the government mandates? It was a good show. Yeah. Anyway, everybody. So thanks, Charlie. Can't wait to have you on my show. And I might be joining Charlie on Thursday on his show. It's not his TNT show, but on his Rockfin show and stuff like that. So on macroaggression. So that's going to be really, really cool. So, folks, we need a theme to get into our major story. And I think you know where I'm coming from. We need to cool down a little bit because we know the planet's, you know, just globally warming. I need some smooth music.
But oh, it's too hot, lady. I gotta run for shelter, gotta run for safety. It's too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger for the mess we have made. So long ago, you were my love, oh my love.
Oh man. Wow.
I love it. Flying high, we never took the time to stop and feel.
You can't get into a Monday in much better ways than that, right? I mean, cool in the gang, nice and smooth, really good stuff. So, everybody, we know that COP28 is going on. And if you saw my MRC TV piece today on it, then or if you were watching over the weekend, you probably saw some crazy stuff is happening in Europe right now, and I got to talk to Charlie about this. Let's get on over into our first story. This one coming from Zero Hedge, and the reason I'm going to Zero Hedge and not the original source of it, they're reprinting it from Epoch Times, is because Epoch Times has their paywall up there, and I haven't paid for Epoch Times, so I need to take care of that. But right now, Tom Ozimek writes for Epoch Times. John Kerry, hello, John Kerry, reporting for duty. Okay, John. Special presidential envoy on climate matters, because, you know, that's very constitutional, announced Saturday that the United States has proudly committed to not build any new coal plants and get rid of existing ones entirely. And we already know that the Obama administration worked very hard to shut down coal. They mandated all sorts of new scrubbers and all these things that are unnecessary based on any concept of common law tort claims, because the emissions those plants were putting out were not harming people. And if they were harming people, then people could bring suit and prove it in front of a jury. But instead, they go through the regulatory process and they shut everything down. So Eric Schiner from MRC TV went into Pennsylvania and West Virginia, and he did an entire documentary. He actually won an award for it, and talked to a lot of the people whose lives were utterly destroyed. They lived in coal mining areas, as opposed to Joe Biden, who claimed that he came from a real hard scrabble life around the coal mining world, you know, and of course claimed that, you turn the windshield wipers on and the air was so bad there. It's like, dude, you turn your windshield wipers on anytime after driving, especially in those days, and you get enough oil that's spit up on your windshield, you know it's going to start spreading some oil around a little bit if you don't have a hard rain. That's the way it works. But Eric interviewed lots of people, whole towns shutting down, and John Kerry wants more of it. To meet our goal of 100% carbon pollution free electricity by 2035, that's our goal. Remember that. He speaks for you. We need to phase out unabated coal, Mr. Kerry said in a December 2nd statement, in which he announced that the United States had officially joined a coalition of 56 other countries who all plan to ditch coal in the name of climate change. Well, there's some interesting nuances about the UAE gathering. Yes, yes. Oh, and by the way, on this page, you'll see there's an ad right there for Foundation for Economic Education. There you go. Larry Reed. Good guy. And he was nice enough to provide a video segment, as David Knight was. They both provided video segments for a documentary I did for MRC TV on Marxism. So while he's up there, I give him a little plug. Go to Foundation for Economic Education. They were the first people to publish any of my nonfiction economics work. So thank you, Fee. Thank you, Sheldon Richmond, for being the editor at that time. So we're going to break into some of these nuances, okay? But perhaps the first blushing nuance is, let's go to what was happening as they were trying to get there, and then we'll go back to John Kerry. Just a little light side of things, okay? You probably saw this, okay? But let me go back and show you the photograph here that I was able to use. I took a still shot from the weekend. You probably saw that video up in the Munich airport. And there were planes grounded. There was 44 centimeters of snow on the ground around Germany, and it was getting mighty cold in Europe. So I got to write this one as the first out of the gate today for MRC TV. And I wrote, after years of devious, unsupportable, government-subsidized, i.e. tax-subsidized propaganda designed to generate apocalyptic fear and support for immoral, unconstitutional, economically backwards edicts ranging from wind farm and electric vehicle subsidies to bans on light bulbs, is it possible that a larger proportion of the American, if not world, population is waking up to the dark fraud the anthropogenic climate crisis scammers have been pulling? After exposure for their hypocritical use of private jets like the Flying Squirrel, named after Rocky, the flying squirrel, that John Kerry found so much fun, and diesel generators used to power their electric limos at a previous climate conference in Scotland. After exposure of some of their data manipulation and outlandishly false claims regarding catastrophic sea level rise and fear-mongering over Arctic ice sheets that, shocker, didn't disappear as they had predicted. After their hypocritical use of air conditioning and greenwashing photo op stunts, where politicians, similar to what we saw with Pete Buttigieg, stood near bicycles they didn't use at previous desert climate change confabs, and following the exposure of cozy relationships between U.S. politicians and electric bus companies that made unusable products, is it correct to surmise that more of us victims of the grift and graft are circulating the word about these frauds? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it most definitely is. How about you? Are you sensing the same thing? Let me know in the chat. I'll hop over in a second. I'd love to read your comments out to the audience, everybody, live and after the fact. And if you're watching after the fact, please give it the thumbs up and spread the word as well. And don't forget, at Rumble, you can time code things. You just pause it. And when you go to share, you say, you know, start at this point, and then you can, you know, share a particular subject that you might think is worthwhile. And all of these topics are included in my Twitter/X feed. And a lot of these things you're going to hear tonight are also in my Sunday news assembly at Substack. So if you're not a subscriber over there, please head over there and check it out. So you'll see the video there. Now, originally this video was disputed because people said, oh, that thing had been on the ground for a while, and so, well, it turns out that it had been on the ground for a while, but as the snow accumulated, it got on the tail and pushed the tail down, and other planes were stuck there. And as I noted, after all, on Sunday, December 3rd at noon Eastern time, as the term hashtag climate scam was trending on Twitter X, numerous people also were noting that large portions of Europe were experiencing enough cold and snow to shut down Munich Airport. Yes, delaying any of those stuffed shirts who are going to fly on their private jets to Dubai, UAE, for this week's COP28 climate fear-mongering sing-along. Yes. And I noted here, as you just heard me mention, posting video from around Munich, Nahel Burgers wrote, Belgers wrote on Twitter/X, with 44 centimeters left on the ground this morning, Munich, Germany has officially experienced its biggest December snowstorm on record. Well, it must be due to the global climate warming change excuse. However the weather goes, we'll blame it on mankind, even though it's really not worse than what we had 100 years ago. Isn't that the name of it now? I don't know. It's hard to keep track of the grift and the graft, right? Oh, man. So let's hop into that world of dreams, shall we? Let's hear from, and I got to make sure I've got this right, let's hear from our pal, John Kerry, as Senator, former Senator, now climate czar, unconstitutional climate czar, John Kerry turns into the climate cop. The climate cop. If you're around Boston, if you come from around Boston, you know that there were a series of copy shops called Copy Cops. There was one on Boylston Street, right near where the Boston Marathon ends, actually, right at that spot where the bombs went off. There was a shop called the Copy Cops. And they had great ads on the radio. They had those old timey, the Copy Cops. It was great. I used to go there all the time for school. They got a lot of my money. How'd they go out of business? Must have been the climate. That's what it was. They couldn't get any more trees. You know, all the trees are dead. They completely died. So let's hear from John Kerry, climate cop. And by the way, just to foreshadow this, I've got one cut of John Kerry, and then I got a little bit more. I did some more searching because I heard something. And I said, wait, that's not all of the cut. So I found the audio and I expanded it. So I'll give this to you here. A little extra work because I wanted to make sure I got this one little bit in. And this is where I'm going to switch over to you to get your thoughts in just a second. So let's see. John Kerry, climate cop. Here we go. Talking about how, yes, he has agreed, even though there's no treaty, and of course, even if there were a treaty, there would be nothing in the Constitution that would allow the federal government to stop coal mining or coal being burned to create electricity. There's nothing in there that allows them to do that, but he's already agreed to this, just like the Paris climate thing. It's not an actual, what would you call it? Oh, it's the climate accord. Right. It's not a real treaty. It's just a so-called agreement. And they're going to treat it as if it's a regulatory guidance. And that's what they already have been doing to all those coal people, coal-based workers out there in western Pennsylvania and West Virginia. And by the way, just as an aside, you know, I mentioned Australia, and I have been down in a coal mine in Australia, and I describe it in my book, T-Miser. And it's wild. Anybody who's been underground that far, it's weird. It's really, really weird because I'll just give you this quick aside. I hope you don't mind. But the experience is very strange. So we're in Queensland. It's the Rotary Group. They sponsored some young people just out of college who were local kids and stuff like that. They took five of us, and five people came from Queensland, from an Australian Queensland Rotary Group, and they came up here. They went to New Hampshire and visited, you know, maple sugar houses and stuff like that, went to the Lakes region and stuff. So it was pretty cool, you know. I had a great time, but we were gone for quite a while. I was there for a month and a half. And one of the things I did was I visited the coal mine that was owned by one of these Rotary guys. And they started us off in, it's almost like you're in a, like you're in an airplane hangar. And you go on, you go down these different slopes that they built, you know, as they're going deeper into the ground and stuff. And you see those gigantic house-sized trucks, you know, where they're just huge and they're carrying all this coal. And you're going down in this van thing. And we got down, we got out of the van, we went inside this, like, you know, aircraft hangar, big thing. And, they had these, it was almost like an old style, old timey, like A&P with the runs, where they used to, like, you know, run your packages on the wheel things, and they had sleds on the wheels. And the sleds, almost like a carnival ride, the sleds were just wood. They had a lip for your heels, and then you sat on this other, like, wooden part. It was just this wooden sled thing. It had, like, rope handles, or I can't even remember. And our little group, we all had the hard hats with the lamps and everything, and the guys were describing, okay, so you go down, and you start going down, and it's really strange because at first it starts to get kind of cold, and you're going down, they have lights, and it's just, you're being brought down on this sled, and you're holding on to it, and your heels are sort of propping you up on this wood thing, and you're going down, 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 and then it starts to get warm. And then you see these giant fans that are circulating air, and you realize, oh, yeah, they can't breathe down there unless they've got circulating air. Oh, I'm going to a place where human beings aren't supposed to be. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We'll be right back. USA News update. On Friday, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. affirmed and narrowed the gag order placed on former President Donald Trump in his D.C. election interference case. The ruling restricts him from making disparaging remarks specifically about potential witnesses and prosecutors involved in the case. The White House is touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest job report.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the 199,000 jobs were created last month. Russian and Belarusian athletes will be allowed to compete in the upcoming Olympics in Paris, as announced by the International Olympic Committee. Qualified athletes from the nations will participate as neutrals without displaying their respective flags. Athletes from those two countries had faced bans from international competitions following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We continue on Liberty Conspiracy Live on Free Talk Live. Australia has utterly destroyed their coal mining businesses. It's a similar thing to what they did here. They were ahead of us in the United States. They were ahead of us in Australia, and they've really messed things up. And a lot of the blame goes to people like Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil. As good as Peter Garrett was on the anti-war stuff and Midnight Oil was on the anti-war stuff, he got involved with politics, entered the Australian Parliament, became the energy minister, and was way, way off base. Kind of like this tall guy. Yes, yes, Mr. Inject Me in My Face. Here he is, John Kerry. Here he is, just so you can hear him in all his dulcet glory.
We're going to be transitioning out of coal. There shouldn't be any more coal-fired power plants permitted anywhere in the world.
Well, there shouldn't be any more permitted in the world. Are you getting my vibe on this? I think you're getting my vibe. Yes. As they say, as Billy Crystal used to say, can you dig it? I knew that you could.
That's how you can do something for health. And the reality is that we're not doing it. So, the measure here is really...
It's always a measure. He's always going with the measure. You know, he's always got the numbers that he claims are real numbers, and they're not. It's just amazing. He uses these terms, and he just throws them out there with nothing to back them up.
Sounding the alarm bell, I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that the climate crisis and the health crisis are one and the same.
Okay. So, in fact, you know what? I didn't even realize that last little tale. That's the bit where I want to go back and play that for you. So I want to do this again. I actually don't even need the audio because this one, I didn't realize when I was recording it, I thought that it ended at this part. Listen to the egotism of this guy. Okay. Just check this out. See if you get the same vibe I do. When he talks about those of us who are in positions, okay? So here we go.
You know, the measure here is really sounding the alarm bell. I find myself getting more and more militant because I do not understand how adults who are in position of responsibility can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people.
Okay, so adults who are in positions of responsibility cannot take responsibility and take away those things that are killing people. How long has it been since you've heard something so incredibly arrogant and paternalistic? Can you believe this is what this guy thinks his position is? To control you like you're a kid. He's in a position of power and he needs to take away those dangerous toys. Amazing. Just amazing. Let's turn to the Rockfin chat and get your thoughts on John Thatchwis Kerry. And I love how he says he's going to get real militant, right? As if when he was Secretary of State taking over after Hillary Clinton, he wasn't militant enough in helping to overthrow Ukraine. As if he wasn't militant enough going to Vietnam, right? And then claiming he was a hero after he likely shot himself. Unbelievable. Let me know your thoughts, everybody. I really want to get your thoughts. And Little John, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Rhonda Tate says he cares about health. Yep. Rhonda says militant. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just the arrogance just drips off of this guy. And remember, when I mentioned the flying squirrel, I don't know if you got to read my piece, but John Kerry scrambled all over his own tail, that little devilish tail that he must have. Either that or he was, you know, wallowing in his own feces because he was trying in front of a House committee to get around the fact that he has flown on private jets for decades. And they're like, do you have a private jet? No, I've never had a private jet. No, John, look, it was your wife's private jet. It was essentially your private jet. It had the name that you wanted on it called the Flying Squirrel, and it was under your wife's corporation, just like you owned two yachts. Okay, John? And you parked the yachts not on docks in Massachusetts, but in Rhode Island so you could get lower fees and taxes in Rhode Island rather than Massachusetts. That's the kind of guy John Kerry is. After he married Teresa Hines, the wife of the former conservative Hines ketchup mogul, who inherited a bunch of money after he passed away. Just amazing. Just amazing. Pigeonverse, thanks for being there. Real Jason Barker, thanks for being there in Rumble. Let me hear what you have to say about this guy. Just amazing. John Kerry and E. Michael Jones were separated at birth, says John. Give Kerry a bow tie and Jones and a golf give Jones a golf stream and you could hardly tell the difference except when they speak. Yeah, they're definitely coming from different things spiritually and politically, that's for sure. But yeah, they could be cousins. That's right. And Anarchy Andrew says, if I had a private jet, I'd put them into a trust. Yeah, well, don't do it in Sweden. We'll get to the Sweden story in a little while because they're probably going to go after used jets pretty soon, too. They're going after used cars. Oh, man. So now let's go back in time. Yeah, since Doctor Who is worthless, let's do our own pretend Doctor Who. Pretend. Let's go in our old Type 40 TARDIS and watch Al Gore and John Kerry from 2014. This is COP 15, as they predicted that, yeah, you got it. Of course, the ice caps would melt. Here we go.
There is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice free within the next 5 to 7 years.
You have sea ice, which is melting at a rate that the Arctic Ocean now increasingly is exposed. In 5 years, scientists predict we will have the first ice free Arctic summer.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. It's just glorious. It's so much fun. It's almost as glorious as one that I'm going to give you a little bit later on the weird gender nonsense neutral stuff. Oh, my goodness. So let's give you a little context, shall we? As John Kerry says, we've got to shut down coal power all around the world. Here is the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. I tweeted both two stories from them. China's new coal power spree continues as more provinces jump on the bandwagon. Coal power continues to expand in China despite the government's pledges and goals in the first half of 2023. Now, to give you some added context, just to let you know, I also tweeted a story about 2022, and I'll just give you the thumbnail on this. David Knight brought it up on his show this morning. In 2022, the Chinese government averaged 2 coal plants going online every week. I don't even know how that's possible. But the CREA had the report. You can see it on my Twitter feed. This one just basically goes by how much gigawatts they're putting out there. But there's the map. Hey, John, have you seen it? I don't know. Coal power continues to expand in China, despite the government's pledges and goals. In the first half of 2023, construction was started on 37 gigawatts. Gigawatts! Of new coal power capacity, 52 gigawatts was permitted, while 41 gigawatts of new projects were announced and 8 gigawatts of previously shelved projects were revived. Now, again, the question here is how much central command stuff is this, and how bad or good will it be for various regions and so on? I would rather see a private market for this actually occur. I don't like the way the government puts these things in here. But if John Kerry is telling people that they're going to stop coal all around the world, I don't know what ace he's got up his sleeve, but I hope he's not playing cards with the Chinese. After the permitting spree of the past year, China now has 243 gigawatts of coal-fired capacity currently permitted and under construction. And they have their little diagram there with the capacity stuff if you want to see it. Let me enlarge that for you. Again, it's CREA, and their website is energyandcleanair.org. So you can check that out and so on and so forth. So, yeah, there's so much. Let me go over now into into a little bit more of the climate nonsense. Now let's turn to Alex Epstein. Alex Epstein had this to say. You have to recognize if you get rid of fossil fuels, well, I'll just let him say it. Why have me say it?
Income and population. And we'll say, hey, that's just a correlation, right?
There we go.
Energy allows us to make a naturally barely livable planet livable. And the more expensive energy is, the more expensive food, clothing, shelter, etc. is. So this is a crucial life or death issue. So if you're making energy scarce, that means you're making ultimately survival scarce and certainly opportunity scarce. Now, sometimes people say, hey, Alex, you're just overrating how important fossil fuels have been. Because I'll point out, well, look, fossil fuel use perfectly, you can see CO2 emissions, perfectly correlates to huge increases in life expectancy, income, and population. It'll say, hey, that's just a correlation. Right? That's just a random correlation.
Crazy.
There's no causation.
That's crazy. How is that possible? You mean you could actually, like, produce things with less effort and produce more of the stuff that helps people's lives, like medicine and biomedical technology and cars and clean food and it's like Theodoric of York, a Saturday Night Live. Perhaps there's a different way, a different method, a scientific method of Broomhilda, fetch more leeches. Sorry, Alex, I'm jumping in. Oh, man. I jumped in on my flying squirrel.
You're just overrating how important fossil fuels have been, because I'll point out, well, look, fossil fuel use perfectly, you can see CO2 emissions, perfectly correlates to huge increases in life expectancy, income, and population. And we'll say, hey, that's just a correlation, right? That's just a random correlation. There's no causation. And correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation, but it can indicate causation. But people say, no, no, no. It's medical care, sanitation, scientific progress, and technological progress. Those are what have driven up life expectancy. And that's true in a sense. Those have all been huge. But they all are largely consequences of fossil fuels, because fossil fuels have, number one, by giving us all these this energy to become productive, and particularly to become productive in agriculture, we now have all this time to spend in these other fields that we used to spend literally in the fields, right? So it's freed up the time. And then all of these fields use cost-effective energy from fossil fuels to power the machines. And then finally, all of these fields use actually the materials of fossil fuels to make all sorts of plastics and other synthetic products. So you have to recognize, if you get rid of fossil fuels without a real replacement, you are going to make life miserable and shorter for billions of people. And it's common for people to just say, yeah, energy is not that important. And one comment Tom had is, he was talking about climate risk and how that's so important. He said, we live under an illusion of progress. I just want to point out, this is insane. We live in an era of incredible progress. I was born in 1980. When I was born, and this is all adjusted for inflation, there were more than 4 out of 10 people in the world lived on less than $2 a day. Think about that. More than 4 out of 10 people lived on less than $2 a day. Thanks in large part to fossil fuels, which gave so many billions of people machines to be productive and prosperous, we now have less than 10% today.
Good stuff from Alex Epstein. Good stuff. I really appreciate that. That Fossil Future book is really good. I have to get that out of the library and show it to you. And I'd love to get Alex on the program and chat with him. It would be just a real, real pleasure to talk to him. So let's go into some of the information that you might find useful about some of this stuff. Let's see here. How about this? Yeah, so this morning, you might have seen how the Prince of the United Arab Emirates had said, hey, you know, if you try to eliminate fossil fuels, you're going to be putting a lot of people into poverty. You just can't do it like that. Well, evidently he was chastised and chastened very, very strongly, because he later, in fact, part of what he said, he adjusted what he said, part of what he said at that time was, eventually you can get into the renewables and things like that, but you can't do it the way you want to do it and force it down people's throats, which is very reasonable, even though I think the most renewable type of energy input that human beings can do is to input their energy into something that allows them to get something back in their lives that prolongs their lives and betters their lives and allows more free thinking to take natural resources and turn them into things that help their lives better, which is why fossil fuels are so important, because they are so plentiful, they are so cheap. You can then get them cheaply, reduce your cost of living, allow for that extra income and extra productive capacity to be moved into other areas to improve people's lives and create new inventions. You don't have to switch over to the so-called renewables and sustainables, because By going with the cheapest, most plentiful energy source, you are creating a more sustainable life for yourself and for others. You're creating new things that allow people to sustain their lives even better. And if the point comes when those types of energy sources become more dear, well, the price will go up. And by that time, people will have developed even more wonderful things to be able to handle problems and be more efficient. We create a more efficient, healthier world by reducing our costs and allowing that free capital to be invested in other things, not by increasing costs and losing our opportunities to invest in those things. And that's precisely what Alex Epstein is talking about there. All the way back from the Industrial Revolution in through the use of oil, from coal into the use of oil, the internal combustion engine has been one of the key drivers behind all of that, allowing us to free up our time and energies to devote them to other things like medicine, like better movement, like new techniques for farming and fishing and communications. All these things that have helped our lives and travel. It's just amazing. But the head of the UAE has run into some problems. So here it is. Global climate negotiations marred by revelations. And this is from a few days ago, and it's only starting to get put out there now that I've noticed. I only saw it earlier today. President, COP28 president planned to use his position to push oil trade deals. Oh, man. And you know it was leaked to pressure the guy because he was probably going to speak out more. I'm just, you know, thinking about this, thinking it through. But, you know, the scriptwriter in me is still alive from my old television days. So the plot of this is bubbling in my mind, saying, I suspect that somebody probably used that to get him to not be as vociferous about oil and energy. They probably leaked this just to get this guy, because he was probably going to be even more oppositional to people like John Kerry. The man in charge of this year's global climate negotiations planned to use his position to push fossil fuel deals with foreign government officials, according to leaked documents. Isn't that great? I love it. I think it's great. Oh, man. Because they're such corrupt people anyway, right? Why not have this dude sliding in underneath like the ultimate counter-corruption? Get all these strong armors like John Kerry who think they're our parents. They got to take away our coal toys, put them in our Christmas stockings. And this guy, Sultan Al-Jabbar, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's running the United Nations Climate Summit COP28, which starts in the United Arab Emirates this week, plan to use pre-COP diplomatic meetings, including with Germany, the U.S., China, and Italy, to discuss oil and gas trade. The revelations have been labeled a serious breach of the standards of conduct expected of a COP president. What's that? It's the Council of Participants or something like that, by experts in the climate diplomacy area, with fears that it could undermine the talks before they even begin. How about reality undermining the talks? I wish this dude could make some deals. We want cheaper energy. The appointment of Dr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the COP president was controversial from the start. It was labeled dangerous by one former UN climate boss, but a terrific choice by John Kerry, U.S. special climate envoy. Oh, man, that's great. By the way, he is the CEO of the world's sixth biggest oil company, the state-owned Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC. That's awesome. It's nothing like rubbing elbows with the best, right? Yes, indeed. Frankly, I would prefer rubbing elbows with some other folks. So how about we rub elbows with some people who are actually on the ball regarding climate? Yeah. How about people like Tony Heller, people like that? Let's give you a little bit of info that you might enjoy. from people who actually follow this information. So first off, here's Tony Heller. This is just a snapshot, but it is fun. Hottest temperatures recorded in Illinois have plummeted more than 5 degrees over the last 90 years. There's the chart. But, of course, if you were to rely on the charts that come from NOAA and NASA, well, those have been changed. So let's take a look at how they've started to change these things, shall we? Let's see. Here's Tony. Climate scam cultists like to start their graphs in 1979, the coldest year of the last century in the eastern Arctic. Right. Absolutely. But we know, and I've shown you from his website, that they have manipulated the data. So let me see if I can find that little chart for you. And, yeah, let's see. Oh, here's, oh, no, I'll give you that one later. That's another good one. Yeah, all right, here we go. Yeah. Oh, wait, nah, there's so much stuff that I could show you. Let me give you this John Kerry audio from Gunther Eggelmann as I scroll down here just to give this to you. This is what he's talking about the ice.
On the brink of tipping points from which you cannot... But let me just tell you bluntly, when the best scientists in the world unanimously are telling us as leaders in our countries...
They're unanimously, and they're the best scientists in the world. They're telling us, yeah, bald-faced falsehoods. I mean, everything this guy said, every single thing this guy says in this minute 59 seconds is a lie. It's an outright lie.
That we are on the brink of tipping points from which you cannot come back, irreversible. That the permafrost or the Barents Sea ice or the coral reefs, or most importantly, the Arctic and the Antarctic may be at tipping point or beyond. Last summer, it was 70 degrees Fahrenheit above normal in the Arctic.
That's false. And then he goes into, watch this one, 100 degrees above normal in the Antarctic. Watch this one.
It was 100 degrees Fahrenheit above normal in the Antarctic. And a massive component of ice that had been lodged in the mud because it was so heavy, it was stuck there.
Oh, anybody remember that Antarctic story? Remember that? That went out for like a day, and then somebody went and revoked it. And they said, oh, we totally screwed up. We took a reading from a puddle.
There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.